Claims for damages due to anti-coronavirus measures are beginning to pile up at government ministries. Nearly two dozen entities are demanding a total of 188 million crowns in compensation from the Interior Ministry alone. And hundreds more are reportedly seeking to file joint actions. Brian Kennedy has more.
Anyone seeking damages stemming from measures taken to combat COVID-19 has until August to do so. While the number of applications continue to rise, so too is the frustration among entrepreneurs yet to receive compensation. Some confusion also reigns as to exactly what damages can be claimed and how much to reasonably expect to recover from the government. A survey by Czech Radio's online server Euroslas gives an idea of the level of concern among entrepreneurs as they take stock of their losses since mid-March, when closures and restrictions started, and look to navigate the legal and bureaucratic process. Jan Julinek, who runs a touring theatre, lost 100% of his income when performances were banned as part of social distancing measures. His theatre has received no subsidies, he says, and while he would like to seek compensation, he's unsure how to calculate it. From one day to the next, we lost all of our income, he says, for both the theatre and everyone working for it. We have to rent warehouses, workshops, and pay for operating expenses, such as telephones and office space. Still, he says, others who have brick-and-mortar theatres have it even harder. Originally, the Czech government issued bans on the free movement of persons or closed shops on the basis of the Crisis Act. A week later, the cabinet changed the regime in a bid to avoid compensation claims, relying instead on the law on protecting public health, which does not explicitly provide for damages. According to lawyer Tomáš Sokol, however, people can claim compensation under the Crisis Act even in the case of extraordinary measures issued by the Ministry of Health. He told Euroslas that avoiding paying damages caused by emergency measures could be both illegal and unconstitutional. Sokol notes people have only 6 months to claim financial compensation, after which they will lose that right.
If the government closed my shop on the 13th of March, then I knew in the morning of March 14th how much money I had lost. And at that moment, the 6 months began to tick away. So people must count on filing claims for damages at the latest by August.
Four measures issued by the Ministry of Health in mid-April were also annulled by the municipal court in Prague. Sokol says it is possible to claim damages over maladministration. However, there is no statutory deadline for settlement of such claims, as the Crisis Act did not set one, and litigation could take years. Meanwhile, people like shoemaker Pavel Dapetsi, who had to close all his stores, are looking to file collective action through attorneys specializing in damages. They have a good chance of getting compensation for fixed costs, such as rent, utilities, and equipment leases. Calculating lost profit and getting at least partial compensation for it will likely prove trickier.